Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But the good news is you've got an unbelievable offensive coordinator, and you can say whatever you want about Josh McDaniels, but that dude is a phenomenal game planner and a phenomenal play caller. I think the best coaches in the league, in my opinion, really understand everybody's issues, and they mitigate their own issues before they attack, you know, the defense's issues. So you've got a great play caller in Josh McDaniels who will have a plan to help that left side. So that's the good news. But all that said, it still sucks to lose players.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. You missed it, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. Rewind feature, AUDACY, or just follow the WEEI Afternoons podcast wherever you want to get your podcasts. Fitzy, I agree with him that Josh is, you know, I like Josh as a play caller and a coordinator, and I think he has some pressure on him to adjust the offense with the injuries on the offensive line. If I also kind of sifted through what Schlereth was saying there about strengths and weaknesses, and now you have to reconsider those, sometimes you have to prioritize covering up your own weaknesses, I think that's an admission. This team's not going to be able to throw the ball down the field as much, take as many shots, make as many plays longer in the passing game. It just is. That's the situation.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was thinking earlier today in the pecking order of people that I believe are going to have to step up or who are going to become the playmakers over the next few weeks until the offensive line re-solidifies, if at all.
Yep.
You're going to be needing, like, you're going to need Diggs and Douglas and your running backs to get open quick, and give Drake May outlets, because if Vodarian Lowe and Ben Brown play up to their absolute best, it's going to be at most 75% of what Wilson and Will Campbell gave you.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too with Pop Douglas. Could we? So we saw his role change from what some of us thought might be that volume-based quick throw slot role to, hey, is this guy just a big play guy occasionally down the field?
The vertical slot.
Yeah, well, now he might just be a more traditional slot. The other thing that came into my mind is, hey, Drake, when you're throwing it to Travion Henderson in the flat, look at him. I don't need any cute, no looks. Let's complete those passes.
What did he describe it yesterday? He's like, well, when I threw that one to Travion / Hoop.
Yeah, let's
and dropped it in the middle. Yeah,
we're gonna need those short passes to be a probably slightly bigger part of the passing game for the Patriots. So we'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, their first opportunity to see that do that will be Monday night at Gillette Stadium against the Giants. Recapping Sunday, though, Fitzy, did you know the Patriots dropped in the power rankings? Well, at least one power ranking. What do you think about that? Was that performance worthy of dropping from where they were?
I mean, you won, and last I was told, and several listeners and texters reminded us during the postgame show and yesterday as well, a win is a win, and that's always to be celebrated and admired in the NFL. So, if anything, they should have held their ground. It's just that they probably shouldn't have advanced. To drop? I'd love to know who took their place.
So most power rankings, they either stayed where they were. Some people even had to move up a little bit, like Yahoo. They went from 6 to 4. The Athletic, they went from 5 to 4. Most places, like Fox Sports, stayed at 2. CBS stayed at 2. ESPN stayed at 2. Mm-hmm.
right.
But your website, Fitzy, you know what it is? The
Pro
Ringer.
Talk? Oh, The Ringer, yes.
Had them at 8, now has them at 9. Knock, knock, knocking on the door of falling out of the top 10 soon with that victory.
A 10-2. The team, the first team to 10 wins, the team, the only team with 10 wins in the NFL. They are now the 9th. I'm telling you, the bias for at The Ringer in the non-Bill Simmons department for all things Boston is very, very real.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you might be able to convince me dropping them from 2 to 3 or 4 to 5 as like one of the best teams in football. You see them go to Cincinnati, they scuffle a little bit, they lose a couple good players. But you already had them ranked the lowest of anybody. You had them at 8, and you thought that was... So you now think there's another team that's better than them. I thought that was
ridiculous. I can't think of more than 4 or 5. Obviously, the Rams.
Yes.
Maybe the Eagles, but they blew it on Sunday. They puked on their own shoes.
Yep.
Certainly no one in the AFC North. Not the Colts. Maybe the Broncos. They shouldn't be any lower than 4th in anyone's power rankings.
Not and if you had them 8, you should be considering moving them up to 7 or 6, not considering moving them down from 8 to 9. But that's The Ringer for you, and that's our little weekly recap of the Patriots and where they are in the power rankings after that win that felt like a loss to some in Cincinnati. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. That means the big guy, Ted Johnson, in the house. Also means it's time for our three-point stances. And Fitz, you ever hear that old phrase, sometimes you say it best when you say nothing at all? I'm not sure that Jaylen Brown is familiar with that. That will be the topic of my three-point stance up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.